You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pennsylvania is suing the USDA for breaking a contract that helped farmers provide more than 4 million meals for the hungry in the Philadelphia region alone. To explain, here's KYW's Matt Coughlin.
Governor Josh Shapiro says the state is suing Donald Trump's Department of Agriculture for backing out of a three-year contract to pay Pennsylvania farmers $13 million to supply food banks in the Commonwealth.
They made a deal with our farmers. They made a deal with places like Chair. They made a deal with Pennsylvania, and they illegally broke it.
Shapiro says the contract was signed in December, and by March, the state was told the Local Food Purchasing Assistance Program would not receive federal funding.
They didn't explain why, but in the letter to Secretary Reading, they literally wrote, and I quote, "This does not align with agency priorities. The United States Department of Agriculture believes that it does not align with their priorities to pay Pennsylvania farmers to produce food to feed hungry people." I don't get what the hell their priorities are if not feeding people and taking care of our farmers.
The program provides 4.4 million meals yearly in the greater Philadelphia area. Brian Campbell is a farmer in Columbia County.
There's a lot of people out there that need the help, and the farmers in Pennsylvania have a lot to offer.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.